MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. And here we are, well into the Red Sox 2020 season.
Yeah, and they're certainly not rolling right along, Bill, that's for sure. Last night, the Red Sox opened up a two-game series down at Citi Field in Flushing, New York. They beat the Mets 6-5, closer Brandon Workman. He worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the bottom of the ninth to snap a four-game losing streak. The hitting star in the game last night was catcher Christian Vasquez. Hit a home run, drove in three. So with that win last night, the Red Sox find themselves at 2-4 on the season. They're in last place in the American League East, but just two games behind the Yankees. So the Sox will wrap up this brief series with Citi Field tonight and the Mets. Then they'll head across the river to take on the Yankees over the weekend in a two-game series in Florida against the Rays before coming back to Fenway a week from tomorrow against the Blue Jays.
Andy, the big summary or takeaway on the problems with the Red Sox that we're seeing so far, is it simply starting pitching? Is that the starting point?
Well, you'd have to say it is a starting point. The only quality starts the Red Sox has received in the first six games are the two by Nathan Eovaldi, who pitched again last night. But other than Eovaldi, the starting pitching has been brutal. They've tried an opening situation. That hasn't worked. Some members of the bullpen have been sketchy as well. But you do have to give some of the complaints as well and the blame to the offense. They certainly are not, other than last night, really hitting with runners in scoring position. Some hitters off the slow starts, including Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts, and Andrew Benintendi, three of your better hitters on the team, if not the three best hitters on the team. So the blame kind of goes all around, but definitely the weak spot that you can see is the pitching staff, because you know that the hitters that we have, they will come around, and the Red Sox will score some runs, but the pitching staff, I think you and I could head down to Fenway today and go in for a tryout and maybe get a few innings in.
Maybe you. I don't think I could. But, you know, if this pace continues, even if Eovaldi wins every one of his starts, I mean, that's 10 wins for the Red Sox this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not looking promising. The season is a short one as it is, and it's getting shorter by the day. So I really don't think that Red Sox fans overall had a big outlook for this coming season as to what was really going to happen. They've expanded the playoffs, as we mentioned before. You know, the Red Sox, I think, will still be a team on the outside looking in for that potential situation. But even if the Red Sox did sneak in with one of those final wild card spots, they increase the playoff format, I mean, they're not going to get by the first round against whoever they play. There's just too many issues on the squad right now.
All right, I got that. All right, give us some other Red Sox player notes. What's happening with some players, including pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez?
Yeah, he's been shut down because of a heart-related complication after he tested positive for COVID-19, so there's no timetable on his return. Catcher Jonathan Lucroy yesterday designated for assignment. That was to add pitcher Chris Mazza to the roster, another household name that the Red Sox will trot out into that pitching roster as we go forward. The Red Sox also signed a couple other pitchers off of waivers. Let me just show you where the situation with the team is right now. They're just picking guys off the waiver list and seeing if they can strike gold somewhere. Pitcher Robert Stock from the Phillies and pitcher Steven Gonsalves from the Mets.
Hey, when we watch our Red Sox games from Fenway, is that crowd noise we're hearing actually heard in the ballpark?
Yes, it is, Bill. The is piped in through the speaker system throughout the stadium. Of course, it's being provided by the video game MLB The Show. So MLB is playing the crowd noise from each stadium from the video game at the home ballparks throughout the season to make it somewhat feel like there's a gaming going on when you're listening to it on the radio, watching on TV, or even for the players at the stadiums themselves. So they feel like there is some other noise out there to, help make it seem like it's somewhat of a real game.
Right. And I did hear this, that Donald Trump will not be throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium later in August.
Last week that he was going to be doing that against the Red Sox-Yankee game on August 15th, throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium. But now President Trump says he'll be busy focusing on coronavirus response. There'll be meetings on vaccines and the economy during that time. He is vowing, though, at some point before the season wraps up that he will throw out a first pitch, and most likely at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, but I mean, he could control the reaction to the crowd. The Yankees could, I think, if he were
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for sure. He'll definitely get a nice rounding applause one way or the other. So
they'll crank.
Years in, he'll get a big ovation.
Yeah, they'll crank up the volume. All right, and we also have some sad news with the team with the passing of former manager John McNamara.
Yeah, he passed away Tuesday at the age of 88 at his home in Tennessee. McNamara managed the Sox from 1985 to 1988. Of course, he was the skipper for the 1986 World Series and the issues the Red Sox had in making some moves that he did back in that World Series. But McNamara managed for six teams in a 19-year career. He won 1,167 games and lost 1,242.
All right, Andy. And what you do so well for us is you summarize some of the other big news from around Major League Baseball that some of us don't have the time to sort out. But go ahead. What do you got for us, Andy?
Well, I'm happy to do so, Bill. As usual, Major League Baseball has shut down the Miami Marlins at least through Sunday. Monday's and Tuesday's games scheduled against the Orioles in Miami postponed because now it's up to 17 members of the Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19. The game last night against Baltimore also off. Nationals, they'll also be off this weekend. They would have played the Marlins in Miami. This affected the Yankees and Phillies earlier in the week. Tuesday's game in Philly postponed because the Marlins were in Philadelphia last weekend, so they didn't want the Yankees coming in and using the home clubhouse. So those games were postponed. So now the Yankees have adjusted their schedule. Actually, Major League Baseball has adjusted the Yankees' schedule. So now they'll play Baltimore tonight and tomorrow. And then Major League Baseball says the current coronavirus outbreak has just been limited to the Marlins. The league has conducted more than 6,400 tests since July 24th. No new positive cases on on-field personnel for any of the other 29 big league clubs.
Yeah, when you mention that, Andy, it's interesting. They can adjust the schedule like at a moment's notice because it's not as if fans have to worry about. You had teams have to worry about tickets and fans and rescheduling and refunding and whatever. You know,
to got to get the buses and planes just rediverted, and they can take care of business and move where they have to go. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out as the season progresses along. But so it was an easy kind of fix for a few of the teams, but. Again, if you're a team like the Nationals or even the Marlins, I mean, to be off for a whole weekend or even a week to try to get back up and running the following week, I mean, it could be a little tough when you've had that much time off. But you have to do what you have to do in this current state of situation, so we'll see what happens.
All right, we've got a couple of other notes, and I saw a tweet, too. We got Joe Kelly in the news and Mike Yastrzemski in the news. Share some of those news notes.
And we'll start with Joe Kelly, former Red Sox pitcher. He was suspended eight games yesterday for throwing at Astros Alex Bregman and Al Correa back on Tuesday night in Houston. Of course, this is a little situation going back to the World Series where the Astros beat the Dodgers and they were supposedly stealing signs, so a little redemption there. And Joe Kelly was the first one to really take care of business and throw at a couple Astros. They kind of figured this would be going on throughout the season. But it is interesting that Kelly actually didn't hit Bregman or Correa. And he gets suspended eight games, but none of the Astros are involved in the cheating scandal got suspended at all. So it was a kind of a backward situation when you kind of think about it, but I guess Major League Baseball wants to put a stop to any kind of headhunting, if you will, and keep the batters safe and have none of the shenanigans going on.
Mike Yastrzemski.
Yes, he was in the news last night, hit two home runs in San Francisco against the San Diego Padres. The Giants outfielder also included in that two-home run output a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. So claps all around for the Yastrzemski family this morning.
Yeah, one of them was quite a shot, I believe, right?
One of them actually landed in McCovey Cove. That was the game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth. So that was nice to see.
Wow. Mike Yastrzemski. All right. And former St. John's Prep baseball player. Andy, anything else to share with us from around the major leagues?
Well, one little interesting little tidbit. I mean, we talk about games being moved around and teams playing at different venues because of the coronavirus. The Nationals last night, they beat the Blue Jays 4-0. But as the road team in their home park, the Blue Jays don't have a place to play. Of course, the country of Canada does not want any players coming back and forth over the country lines because of the virus. So the Blue Jays will eventually have a home stadium. It won't be until August 11th when they take to the field at their AAA affiliate in Buffalo. All kinds of renovations have to be made to that stadium to make it major league ready. So the Blue Jays were playing as the home team last night in our nation's capital, and the Nationals ended up being the winners as a road team in their home park. And another little interesting note in that game is Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer struck out Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 10 years and 8 days to the day after striking out his father, Vladimir Guerrero Sr.
Hey, there's also for the first time, Andy, in 66 years, no team in MLB has started with a 3-0. You know, no one's gone beyond 3-0 this year. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, that was interesting. A little tidbit that came out over the weekend. It was you look at the standings after the weekend. Either the teams were 1-2, 2-1. Some teams were 1-1 because they hadn't played three games yet. So that was interesting to see. And one little note I want to drop out there before we wrap up, Bill, is hats off to former Sox pitcher Daniel Bard, now 35 years old, pitching for the Colorado Rockies. He appeared in a major league game for the first time in 7 years over the weekend. It's a span of 2,646 days. He picked up the win in relief in that game. Bard had left baseball after having major control issues after he played for the Red Sox last year. Bard worked as a mental skills coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Great. All right. Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsports.com.